And welcome back to the Wednesday edition of Bobcat Radio. Jason Harris, Dean Garcia, Kyle Spencer in the house as well. And as we promised you before, new director of track and field and cross country, Jody Stewart, now joins us on Bobcat Radio. Coach, thanks for coming on with us today.
Hey, no problem, guys. Good morning.
Good morning to you as well. Wanted to start off with just some basic stuff. Of course, little old town down here in San Marcos. You're coming from Stanford as well. Could you take us through a little bit of the process and what brought you down here to San Marcos to take over this track and field program?
Yeah. Well, for myself, I've always, been a part of, watching, the state of Texas track and field and having great awareness of the program. I mean, even before it was Southwest Texas State and, in his tenure, at his highest end, I mean, it was, a program that was top 15 on both sides. And, for me, get a chance to get down here, see the facility, get a chance to meet the administration who supported for track and field. They support our great sport and what they're trying to do for their student athletes. That passion, that definitely won me over, but also the resources across the board and what we have for track and, again, the majors and the community and the community's love for the sport, that sold me in terms of, Texas State University.
Coach Stewart, Kyle Spencer here. So who has impressed you so far from taking over?
I mean, across the board. I mean, I think we have, great administration, Dr. Larry Tyes, Don Coriel. I mean, Don, in terms of his effort and support for student-athletes, the resources, it's been, what do we need to be successful to, be top 25, and they're looking to support us 100%. An amazing support staff. I tell any coach in America, when you look at it, you're good as your support staff. And, again, we have an amazing support staff who dedicate their lives and hours to their student-athletes. They're doing a wonderful job. And so across the board, even the great student-athletes, I mean, for me, walking in, there's always, new challenges. But, the support I've had and, how things have been very smooth, it's been a seamless transition. So I've enjoyed it, enjoyed the student athletes, but also, my interaction with the community. It's been great.
You mentioned interacting with the athletes that are already here. I know it's only been, a few weeks since you've been down here and taken over. Have you gotten to interact with the athletes and kind of get their feel on how the switch in coaches is going?
Yeah. And that's been really great. I mean, everybody seems on board, very receptive, and actually, like I said, to me, it's been very smooth, and so that's been really exciting. And then I think just the energy and understanding that the coaches coming in, our goal is to put them in a position to be successful. For me, it's never a case where it's a student athlete versus a coach or anything like that. Everything that we do is to put them in a position to be successful, either academically, if athletically, if it's life balance, but we're there to support and assist them in their journey. And again, I think they see it, they understand it. And like I said, it's been a good, it's been a good initial 8 days. The other great part is, having the chance to meet with every student athlete individually, and that's one of my, initiatives, the first, 60 days, and also meeting within the subgroups and help them understand, even though I'm a sprint hurdles coach from my background, but supporting every event, being there, supporting cross country and supporting our throwers and our jumpers, but supporting the whole program, in our growth and our overall process.
So, Coach, there's a lot of fun stuff to do around San Marcos, outside of Texas State. What have you gotten to do since being in San Marcos and living here?
Hey, great question. Honestly, I've literally just dove in and really just getting the program going, getting our staff out here. Our whole staff will be here by Monday. Outside of that, I have some great barbecue. That's one of the things that lured me out here to Texas, so I enjoyed that. Going to my first cross country meet here at Texas State, and it was a great showing, great group of guys, and excited for our conference championship here November 1st.
Coach, coming in, you're not only taking over the track and field, but the cross country program as well. Being that you're overseeing both and you're really overseeing the entire program now, do you rely on your assistants a little more, knowing that you've got a broader spectrum of athletes to kind of oversee and train?
Definitely. That's the part, bringing in great people, great assistants, and having those individuals. Coach Bill Robertson is a great distance coach. I mean, great distance background, but I think the other part for Bill that stood out is his ability to recruit. He's a great recruiter. And, again, I think we've done some good things so far under Bill. But, again, we look to build our distance program. And right now we're last year we're top half, and, can we do better? And I believe we can. And so, for me as a director, assisting my coaches any way possible, allowing them to coach, and, again, do anything, whatever's necessary to put the program in a position to be successful.
All right, Coach, so no pun intended, but you've got a great track record behind you. And so, and some of the names that come to mind are like Stephen Solomon and Corey Carter, who you coached to an NCAA championship. And so how close are you to some of these previous runners, and do you still talk to them moving forward?
Yeah. I'm still involved with a lot of my student-athletes. You know, I support them. You know, right now, again, my big focus is, you know, student-athletes here at Texas State. I mean, that's the vision. Again, all my energy is going to put every single one of those guys in a position to be successful and, you know, getting more kids to the NCAA regionals, but also, you know, getting, you know, more kids to the NCAA championships. And I believe, again, we have the coaching staff to do that here. And so, to me, the relationships are always big. You know, I stay in contact with all my student-athletes and, you know, from, you know, all the way back to my time at Ashland, but also, you know, to, you know, my current student athletes at Stanford.
So I know you just came in and you haven't got to see a whole lot yet, but what does this track team need to improve on based off your prior knowledge, and what do they do well?
When I look at the current program, look at, I mean, we won conference championships, and the big thing that I told everybody for me coming here, that's something that we're looking for. Should always be in a contention to win championships with a goal, you know, within 4 to 5 years, put ourselves in a position to be a top 25 program and to, you know, be there consistently. And again, that's going to take time to do it the right way and build the foundation, you know, continually to grow as a team, to get closer. You got to have a team that works together. And one of the changes I've made initially is, you know, having a set practice time. That's a challenge for track because all of the various events and getting everybody on the track at one time, but we've been able to find a way to do that and been supported through our administration and getting everybody on the track, you know, from 2 to 6. I mean, I think that would be great if possible. And not just the track, but also in the weight room and those things. And building that camaraderie, you know, structure, you know, more structure is needed. But again, just, you know, having the coaching staff and the support behind those student-athletes, I know we can be successful. Things they've done in the past, again, you have a great group of athletes who, you know, care about each other, they support each other. But again, can you build and improve those relationships? And again, I think the other part is a coach. The other scenario that I look at is, you know, working through challenges. You know, if it's racing, if it's new variables in life, you know, putting them in a position to be successful.
That's good stuff. All right, Coach, I'm going to let you get out of here. Just a couple more questions. First, I kind of want to put you on the spot. Coach Boone, who was here beforehand, she was a friend of the show. She got to come on a couple of times. Can we count on you during the season to join us here on Bobcat Radio a few more times?
No problem. I look forward to being on the show and get anything we can do to help you guys and support 100%. 100%. I'm there.
We appreciate it, Coach. And finally, I always like to give the coaches, if they want to give a shout-out to the Bobcat fans that are out there and have any message for them.
Well, again, guys, I mean, I'm excited to be here. Look forward to great, exciting new things. You know, our staff will be here officially. Everybody will be on campus Monday. Hopefully get a chance to have you guys come out to our, you know, our meet this spring. But one of the things we're looking to change is, you know, next fall, you know, having our first, you know, home cross-country meet and, you know, getting the community and getting all our fans and supporters out there. So we'd love to have you guys. And, again, thank you so much for all the care and the welcome. And, like I said, go Bobcat.
Absolutely. It sounds like a great idea, Coach. We'll have to get in touch with you about that. And once again, there he is, new director of track and field and cross-country, Jody Stewart, joining us here on Bobcat Radio. Coach, once again, thanks for joining us today.
All right. Thank you, guys. You guys have a good evening.